Let me just clarify a point you made regarding intermediate group, because that implies the same definition. The intermediate group, as initially defined,
I know that,
was between 18 and 30, and in Taylor X, in order to try and avoid that confusion, we call it the mid-range group of 11 to 25.
Yes.
But we purposely reduced the lower bound, and that was really the key thing that held up activation of the trial, probably for about a year, is trying to define how low do you go. And we decided on a recurrence score of 11, because at that level of recurrence score, you have about a 10% risk of both local and distant recurrence with endocrine therapy alone, which is the conventional trigger or threshold at which we would normally recommend adjuvant chemotherapy. In addition, the way we positioned the trial was that this is really a trial for patients who meet clinical criteria for administering or at least recommending or considering chemotherapy, and where both the patient is recommending or considering it and where the patient is agreeable to that, with the notion that we're clearly overtreating at least 80% of those patients. And what we're trying to do is, by integrating the test into the treatment algorithm, reduce the amount of overtreatment at least for the 25% or so of patients who have a low recurrence score, provide a greater level of assurance that for those who have the highest recurrence score, about 25%, that chemotherapy plus endocrine therapy is truly the right choice. And then using the trial as an opportunity to identify whether chemotherapy is really necessary for those who have a mid-range recurrence score.